Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on three significant bills tabled by Home Minister in Parliament. The participants are Mukesh Ranjan, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
A bill aimed at removing elected representatives, including the Prime Minister, arrested or detained on serious criminal charges, was among the three bills moved by the Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Parliament today. To discuss the significance of these bills, I'm now joined by political analyst Mr. Mukesh Ranjan. Mr. Ranjan, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you, ma'am.
And before we move any forward, let's listen into what the Union Home Minister Amit Shah said while moving these bills in the Lok Sabha today.
महोदय मैं प्रस्ताव करता हूं कि भारत के संविधान का संशोधन करने वाले विधेयक को पुरस्थापित करने की अनुमति दी जाए। महोदय मैं प्रस्ताव करता हूं कि जम्मू कश्मीर पुनर्गठन अधिनियम 2019 का संशोधन करने वाले विधेयक को पुरस्थापित करने की अनुमति दी जाए। महोदय मैं प्रस्ताव करता हूं कि संघ राज्य क्षेत्र शासन अधिनियम 1963 का संशोधन करने वाले विधेयक को पुरस्थापित करने की मंजूरी दी जाए।
मिस्टर रंजन, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today moved the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025. Can you tell us in detail what these bills propose?
Now, before we'll talk about provisions of the bill, first we need to understand why for the same thing we need to have three separate bills. Now, the 138th Amendment Bill is for the entire country, all states and central government. The Amendment Bill for Union Territories and Amendment in the Jammu Kashmir Reorganization Act of 2019. So, all these units of governance were created by three separate laws. Since these were created by three separate laws, they all needed to be amended to insert same provisions in all the bills. So now, as far as the provisions are concerned, these bills are limited. This is aimed at bringing kind of a purity in the system. And the provisions are that a minister who has been arrested for 30 consecutive days, on the 31st day, he has to be removed. The minister, prime minister or chief minister, if arrested for an offense which warrants a punishment 5 years or more, then he has to quit the post. However, the provisions have been inserted in the amendment bills that if a person is arrested for 30 days, he has to quit. But in due course, if he gets exonerated by the court in the same case, he can be reinstated as the minister in the government.
Mr. Ranjan, so far under the constitution, only a convicted member of parliament or legislative assembly could be removed from office. There was no bar, however, on ministers holding onto their offices even after their arrest. So why was the need felt to introduce such a bill that includes high-ranking elected representatives, including the prime minister?
This is very simple. In a sense that you contest election only if you are not convicted for 2 years or more. So you are eligible to contest. Now, once you become elected representative and then become minister, any of the governments, either Union Territories or state or central government. So what happens that basic criteria of 2 years of conviction was felt not enough to a kind of bring in kind of a celibacy and purity in the system. So it was felt that ministers, prime ministers, chief minister should also be made accountable to law. And this was felt because of the two recent examples. And the two recent examples were the Delhi chief minister Arvind Kejriwal, when he was arrested and remained in Tihar jail for more than 30 days. He continued to be the chief minister and when he came out, when he got the bill and then he resigned. So during that period, Delhi government became paralyzed and everything was standstill. Similarly, there is an example in Tamil Nadu where one of his DMK minister, Balaji Senthil, also got arrested and he also did not resign.
In fact, the Supreme Court had to intervene.
And then obviously somewhere. So system was getting derailed and governance was suffering. Issue is of constitutional morality, issue is of social morality, and issue is of political morality. Today, there is a trend going on, and this is happening because I feel there it's people are basically opposition and ruling party are on a different tangent and they are diagonally opposite and they're moving in different direction, creating stress in the system and can collapse. So it is good that such a law is coming and it should be passed.
Mr. Ranjan, there is of course opposition to these bills. We saw what happened in the parliament today when these bills were moved. We have heard opposition MPs and members of the opposition, you know, give their opinion on these bills. So those opposing the bills may argue, or in fact they are arguing, that these can be misused to remove important ministers or even chief ministers by detaining or arresting them, sometimes on spurious charges. So do you see any merit in such an opposition? Because those in favor say that these are a major reform to curb the criminalization of politics.
That is for true, that these are aimed at decriminalizing politics. No doubt about it. Because I'll give you a flip side of it, that once you become a minister and then got arrested.
Yes.
And for 30 days, you're no more a minister. Similarly, those who are contesting elections and had gone through the same thing. So they can contest election, become a member of parliament. And if they are charged under law, which warrants a punishment more than 5 years.
5 years.
So this is decriminalization of politics. That is for fact. So there is no doubt about it. Now coming to this, the differences and opposition to this bill and the apprehension of opposition, I think that criminal provision, that IPC, which is now Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. So power under Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita is not only limited to center. The same power is given to the state government, states also. They also have different agencies, anti-corruption agencies. They have police. Police has the powers under BNS. Anti-corruption Bureau has the Anti-Prevention of Corruption Act. They can also apply. So it is not always the central agencies. It is the ACBs, anti-corruption bureaus of the states also. So I think this is misplaced. But such views are there only because, again, I'll stress on that, the differences between the ruling and opposition has gone so far that I at times find that many of the states have started behaving as if they are Republican to themselves. Which is not true. We have only one constitution. Our states do not have their separate constitutions like United States of America. And to change constitution, the constitution has given right only to the center to change the constitution. No state has a power to change the constitution. So this will happen. That will happen. I don't think this argument has much to do. But one thing is there, that the bill has been sent to Joint Parliamentary Committee. And if they have any objection, because there it will be scrutinized very threadbare.
And
opposition members would be there. So they should go there, discuss it and try and convince government that these are the provisions can be misused. So insert some protection from being misused. That's it.
And because you're talking about the fact that these bills have been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for the discussion, let's listen to what Union Home Minister Amit Shah said on this.
Prem Chandran ji keh rahe hai ki जल्दबाजी में लाया गया इसका सवाल इसलिए नहीं उठता कि मैं इस बिल को संयुक्त समिति को सौंपने की दरखास्त करने वाला इस पर संयुक्त समिति जो राज्यसभा और लोकसभा पक्ष और विपक्ष सभी सांसदों की बनेगी जो इस पर विचार करेगी और आपके सामने लेकर आए
Mr. Ranjan, the Statement of Object and Reasons of the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill says, and I will quote it here, the elected representatives represent hopes and aspirations of the people of India. It is expected that they rise above political interests and act only in the public interest and for the welfare of the people. So if we look at the objective and of this particular bill, we can see that the bill has taken into account the citizens of India who want their chosen representatives to have a strong character and be, you know, non-corrupt. At the same time, these bills are also there to ensure transparency in democratic institutions and uphold the morality of the elected members. So clearly, it is taken into account the hopes and aspirations of common citizens like you and me who go there, out there, and, you know, every time exercise our franchise and elect our representatives.
True. Issue is this, that this should have been, this is a very pious thought and very obvious thought that people should get their representative work for them. No doubt about it. Issue is this, that experience of last 78 years shows that is not the reality.
Right.
And since that is not the reality, there is a need felt to compel our elected representative through law. It should not be like this, the way it is happening. Had the situation been not at this pass, there would not have been any need for such a law. But given the situation in which we are living and the kind of morality that drive all of us, not only elected representative, so that morality needs to be enforced. How will you enforce? The only way is to make law and compel those who are supposed to follow the social, political and moral law norms. So for the first time, I feel that the law has entered into a domain where civil society, personal urge to serve people or self-drive. Since we are lacking self-drive, I mean when I say we, the ministers, the chief ministers, since they are lacking that self-drive to serve people.
If they lack that self-drive.
No, we have examples.
Yes.
Again.
But we have to be, we cannot, you know, brush everybody with the same.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But we have examples. That's why I'm saying we have examples where the need was felt to bring such a law.
Last question to you. Do you see the bills moved today in Parliament as a continuation of the commitment of Modi government to continue with legal reforms in the country?
Yes. Again, it is very true. And the fact of the matter is this, that several of the laws either repealed or made for ease of living and ease of doing business. Several of the laws.
Yes.
More than 1,000 laws were repealed. Several of the laws were made where compliance has been reduced. So these are all reforms. And laws are made to make people's life easy.
And also reflect the times that we're living in.
And the time in which we are living, that should, because needs are different from, say, 20 years back, the needs were different. Today, our needs are different. So to meet those needs also, we need to have, and law is an organic creature.
Right.
It grows, it evolves, it is very organic. So with the passage of the time, like everybody says that the American Constitution is the smallest one, the minimum amendment took place in American Constitution. Whereas India's Constitution is so elaborate with 380 odd articles, why do we need to, when we encompass every aspect of our life, why do we need to amend? So again, Constitution is a living creature. And today we have more than 400 articles in that Constitution. We had 8 schedules. Now today we have 10 schedules. There are 10 schedules.
Right.
Schedules have also been added. So law, again, is a living entity. It will grow. It will, as we need, it will grow. And so, and since Narendra Modi government has come, has made it very clear that everything, whatever will be done, keeping in mind people at the center. And this government has zero tolerance towards corruption and terrorism.
Mr. Ranjan, thank you so much for joining us in this program and sharing your views.
Thank you, ma'am.
You are listening to a discussion on three significant bills tabled by Home Minister in Parliament. The participants were Mukesh Ranjan, political analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.